The following media was brought to you by Tomo Huzzah.
I think I did
it. It's your intro. Go.
Hey, good afternoon. Hey, what's the deal? My name is Henry. His name is Rudy. And to be honest, today we're tackling a pretty tough situation. We're getting to the bottom of why towels exist and why they shouldn't anymore.
Wow, you're really grasping at straws there. Globally local FM, yes.
Yeah, well, I had to pick in like 1 second what object in my room I can say that has to disappear, and for some reason it was towels. So I think from now on I'm committed to staying wet after I shower.
What? Okay, wait a minute. Am I the only one who hates the feeling of wet clothes on the body?
No, I'm right there with you, but it has to be done. There's no other choice anymore.
Listen, I'm all about, like, how to say this. If I'm out and about, right, and I'm on my walk, I'm on my way home, and then it starts raining, there's nothing much I can do. So then I'll just, yeah, whatever. I'll just survive, get home, have a hot shower. But otherwise, any other situation, getting my clothes wet, brother, ew. Ew, brother.
No, I agree. And here's the sad thing about that, right? I think walking in the rain is great, but the problem is, like, when your shoes are wet and you actually have to take care of that, that's super annoying. Ideal world is you can just walk in the rain, great vibes, go home and everything's dry instantly and you're good.
That's what I would like.
Yeah. Like, nothing else changes. Just you're not wet anymore when you go inside.
What the fuck? Well, anyways, I think you should walk around wet and perhaps make some other people wet too.
Well, not sure how to transition from that. Anyway, today we're in Tarija in Bolivia. I think this is our first trip down to South America, unless you count Trinidad and Tobago as South America. Rudy, thoughts on that?
It's not our first... Oh, it is, because, people, we did a prep episode and we went in South America, but you wouldn't know about that, would you?
That one's locked in the vault forever. You think we should release those at some point as, like, a bonus episode? Okay, fair enough. We're not doing it. Sorry, people.
There's a reason why they stayed in the vault. Yes, well, people, really, we said some shit that I think America or the Vatican would want to know.
The CIA actually threatened Rudy with, like, a jail sentence if he didn't.
They allied themselves with the Pope. You kind of want to figure out what that is.
I did touch on this just a minute ago, but I really want an answer from you because I do think it's an interesting topic. Do you think that... Would you count Trinidad and Tobago as South America?
Let me think. I would say geographically, yes, not politically.
I think that's a very level-headed take, Rudy. That's a very level-headed take.
Thank you.
And here's where it gets difficult, because it is considered like part of like the Caribbean islands, but at the same time, it's like so close to Venezuela, it's hard to say it's not South America. Anyway, people, go look at a map today and make your own decision. Send that to Rudy on Instagram. I'm sure he'll love it.
Oh, yes. Please talk geography to me.
In the meantime, we're settling down in Bolivia. And in a pretty interesting area of Bolivia as well. South Bolivia, thoughts? What do we think?
Know nothing about it. So you can feel free to mansplain about your knowledge there.
I know nothing about it.
On to the news we go.
All right, sounds good. Let's go.
You can take us off here.
All right. Well, here's a nice and lighthearted topic. Bolivian president is accused of staging a coup against himself to bolster support. Did you
Wait.
happen... to catch
staging
us
a
in
coup
the
against
news.
Himself.
That's right.
George, come up on stage, bring out this gun, and just like swing about wildly in the complete opposite direction, kind of shoot, and then I'm gonna be like, "Oh my god, they almost got me."
Did you at all catch the news about the coup in Bolivia, Rudy?
I try to usually avoid these headlines, so I maybe saw the headline and thought that it's actual like bad stuff, so I never looked into it. So no.
Well, technically, it is bad stuff, I would say, but it's a pretty weird case, which is why I picked to talk about it. So let's go about it then. So a week or two ago, there was an attempted coup in Bolivia. A general alongside soldiers stormed, I think, the presidential palace, not sure, might have just been parliament. Bottom line is they stormed where the president is at that moment, right?
Uh-huh.
Broke in through the doors, yada, yada, yada. Then in the hallway they meet, and it was a standoff for a few minutes where essentially the president just said, "Hey, buddy, you can't do this, and you have to go home because I'm the president and you're not." And then the general says, "All right, you're right, actually. I'm going home."
What the fuck? This is from the live recording.
Yeah, that's the transcript, actually. So the coup lasted about 3 hours total. And is, I think...
3 hours, by the way, from then deciding they want to do a coup till the end of it.
Well, I think just from the action starting to take place. I mean, yeah, how is that measured, actually? Because if like, they're plotting for months...
Like, yo, you want to storm the presidential palace? Yeah, let's fucking go. 3 hours later. Well, George, that did not pan out as we thought it is, as they're on their way to the prison. I don't know why I chose George for this, but George is the one doing the coup. It's official.
Well, Jorge, this did not work out as we thought it would. Anyway, so 3 hours, coup regarded as one of the shortest, if not the shortest, coup in Bolivia in history. But here's a very interesting fact, which I did not know before. They became independent in 1825, right, Rudy?
Yeah.
How many coup attempts do you think, or successful, have there been in that time since then?
Successful ones?
No, just total.
50.
190.
Wow!
So not.
I thought 50 is overshooting it.
So not 190 successful attempts, but just 190 overall attempts, I believe.
Jesus Christ, it's like second nature to them, it seems.
Yeah, it's like almost
1 year. If you just
don't
like the president, go kill him. Holy Jesus.
It's that simple, people.
Wouldn't that be literally more than... What's the cycle of presidential elections there? Every 4 years? 5 years?
It's every couple of years, probably, yeah.
So that means every single president has survived a single coup, at least, right?
Well, if you would just equally distribute it, probably, yeah. But I think it's just that in the early days, it was kind of like a wild place to be in that sense. So it's probably like, yeah, I think it's a lot more stable in the last few years. And it probably most of those attempts were like in the 19th and 20th century.
Damn.
Anyway, after that ordeal, because it was kind of a shit coup, it's literally just they meet in a hallway and it's like, all right, buddy, party's over. And they're like, yeah, you're right. The opposition leaders have now accused the president of like faking a coup, basically.
Uh-huh.
Because his support was dwindling a bit, and this was so the idea is that he did this to consolidate power behind himself, to like get the people to rally behind him in that sense.
What the hell. I'll tell you what, Jorge will tell this story as he was the hero of it. Every time, like generations from now on to come, just sits there at a bar. So tell me about this coup, brother. And Jorge's hand just starts like shaking a cigarette, moves up to his lips. I was crazy back there that day. I'm telling you, I gave him the beans.
Oh, that's a party gone wrong, isn't it?
Sort of. Well, on to the next one, which is mine.
Oh.
My article is named? Nah, I'm good.
All right.
What do you think this is actually, just by the name of it?
This sounds like the next coup attempt where the president was like, nah, I'd rather stay in power again as well, thanks.
Unfortunately, no, but it would have been good. As with almost any big city in this bustling metropolitan world, Tarija is no exception to a well-known issue, homelessness to some. Fortunately, as of the past months, the situation of homeless people in Tarija has caught the attention of municipal authorities, who are working tirelessly to provide them with help and shelter. Miriam Gallardo Ovando, Municipal Secretary for Women, Family and Vulnerable Populations, reported on a recent case that highlights the difficulties faced by these populations and the challenges faced by the municipal staff in their humanitarian efforts. And you might think, this is very serious for my segments because I usually fuck about. Well, let me tell you something. I know it's a serious issue, but it's just, to me, funny how it played out. The incident involves a woman who was found sleeping outdoors on the sidewalk of Las Americas Avenue. Identified as a habitual drinker, the woman refused to be transferred to the Pedro Antonio Flores shelter despite the insistence of the staff of the mayor's office of Tarija. So basically, this homeless person sitting there, I saw the picture, not even in a carton box, literally just a sleeping bag, just sleeping there. People are like, yo, come up, buddy. We can have you like roof overhead. You know, some good old warm food. Nah, I'm good. Let me vibe, homies. Thank you, though.
Sometimes you know what you want, and
You
it's
just
not
want that
the
freedom.
homeless
You don't want
shelter.
us some like, what about bad roomies?
Yeah,
You
that's a
li
good
some
point.
roomies, some roommates, some housemates do want to make you live on the street, though. So I kind of get that.
See, I think that's the beauty of this is you can't have bad roomies if everybody is your roomie just by proxy of you sleeping on the street. You know, everybody walking by is your buddy.
That is so true. That is so true. But do not take this out of context too much. Jokes aside, of course, the situation in Tarija is a reflection of a global problem. The complexity of street life and resistance to aid cannot be addressed with single solutions. It requires a multifaceted and sustained effort, as well as a deep understanding of the reasons behind resistance to shelters. The story of the woman of Avenida Las Americas, which is in a nutshell the same as this one, but except that one actually accepted the shelter, is a reminder of shared humanity and the need to persist in the search of solutions that respect the dignity and needs of each individual. People out there, be nice and tolerable. You don't know everybody's story, so don't just assume that everybody is a bum who deserves to be on the street. Nobody really does, so awareness time.
You sound like you're running for office, buddy.
Well, it's okay. The other two stories are really wonky. This is the by far the serious one.
Right. You want to shed light on one of the wonky stories then?
One or two.
Let's go for the first one.
Okay. Nothing is sacred anymore. This is serious, Henry. So I want you to
You
address
just said it
this
was
with.
wonky.
Listen, I want you to address this with due diligence.
Okay.
Tarija bakers on alert due to rising bread prices in some cities.
Okay, you got me. That is pretty
The
serious.
bakery leader, Dilbert Flores, reported that the situation was worsened with the official announcement of the increase in the price of bread in the central axis of Bolivia, specifically in, and you guessed it, my favorite place, La Paz and its surroundings, starting on Monday.
Please.
This increase occurs even in areas where the national government subsidizes flour, which has raised alarm amongst the bakers of Tarija. Extract from his speech: I think we have gone from a state of emergency to a state of alert. Now we have to take action on this, Flores said.
Is
It's
state of
serious.
alert sounds like genuinely sounds less worse than state of emergency. So it sounds like they're solving the problem.
All I have in my head is like walking through Tarija, and it's just like the fucking Beauty and the Beast Disney thing. And there goes the mayor that I see each morning. What expensive is the loaf, pray do tell?
Yeah, I hear
Every
that.
morning is even worse since the morning that we changed course to this poor provincial bread.
I hear that people in Tarija have started wearing baguettes as leggings as a sign of status, you know?
I don't know. Would you want your bread to be overpriced, Henry?
I wouldn't, because bread is my lifeline.
Then again, I feel like, listen, and this is specifically to do something with the Netherlands, Dutch here are willing to take a lot of shit just to eat shit bread. Shit bread, you still buy it in bulk. I swear to God, if you would increase the prices, you would guys still buy it, because you have no standards for bread. What is this?
Well, the people in the Netherlands just don't know better, unfortunately. But I agree with you. Somebody should get in there and put some real bread on the shelves, you know?
You know what? People, you heard him. Get out there. Bake. Put that bread in somebody's mouth. Make their lives better.
That was a call to action. To bake shit. Whatever, it works.
Bread of apocalypse. My last story is a banger, so now you have to segue it into a banger. Go on.
Okay, well, restaurant investigated for using dogs in burgers. How's that for a banger?
Yeah. I did not see that one coming, I will be honest. What the fuck? Oh my god! Poor chihuahuas!
A restaurant in Tarija was under investigation because there were suspicions that they were using dogs in cages locked up to make them into burgers, quite frankly.
And the suspicion only arose because somebody found a neck collar with the name Fluffy in his burger.
That was one of the topics. Well, so they were, they were under investigation for that. Luckily, Rudy, it's all clear. Nothing to worry about.
It was cats along the way, so it's fine.
Any dogs on site were deemed not in harm's way.
Good.
Luckily, the only issue at the restaurant is that it was not up to proper hygiene standards. But who cares about that, am I right?
A couple of roaches, a couple of cockies around there. Nothing big.
Yeah, just a friendly neighbor. Talk about rumors.
Zai, 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 zai. You know, anyway, the cartoon, right?
I don't, but
Augie and the cockroaches.
All right. Thanks, Rudy.
Well, anyways, listen to this banger that I got as an article.
All right,
You'll love this one. Debra, is that a zebra?
Okay.
They invite you to celebrate the anniversary month of the zebra program in Tarija, is the headline of the article I found. The person in charge of the Zebras Urban Educators program in the city of Tarija, Diego Molina, has announced an invitation to the population to join an anniversary of the program in the city. The activity, called Zebra Day for a Day, seeks to involve citizens in the occasional work carried out by zebras on the streets, promoting respect for traffic regulations and accident prevention. This program gave life to the streets of Tarija by educating people on traffic regulations to avoid accidents, says Molina. In Tarija, the zebra program has been running for 14 years, while in the city of La Paz, where it began, it already has 23 years of history. The people of Tarija are invited to participate in this special activity and experience firsthand the positive impact of that zebras have on road safety and the city's security. It's people in like zebra onesies and costumes walking around and being like, that's a stop sign.
Please.
Or whatever, they're horses, right? So actually, here's a question to you. Do you think zebra is more like donkey or more like a horse?
I think more like donkey.
Yeah, right? A lot of people say horse, but I also see a donkey more than I see a horse.
Yeah, they definitely have big donkey energy, you know, BDE.
They even make the same noise.
I don't know what a noise a zebra makes, to be honest, so I can't.
It's kind of weird. It's like,
back that up.
Insert the freaking zebra noise. We'll wait a second. And then the replication of Rudy, something along the lines like, something like that. Like, imagine a donkey doing that. It's kind of like that.
All right, here's my impression of a zebra, and I've never heard of it before.
Hey, what's the deal?
I'm Zebra Debra.
All right, Rudy. I think we can do more zebra noises while we listen to the ad, shall
we? Yes. Yes, it's time for ad for one of our sponsors. Let's go. Yeah.
Would you like to drink alcoholic beverages by the gallon, all while maintaining an air of sophisticated elegance, something normally only achieved by a person going through a midlife crisis? And would you like to do all of those things while supporting the local communities of Tarija? Well, join us at our local winery for a wine tasting event, and sip in style while our wine connoisseurs guide you over the tightrope of soberness strung across a gaping canyon of alcoholism. To whet your appetites, I'll quickly introduce some of the more popular wines we will be serving. For example, you'll get to experience a Burgundy Red, nay, Vermilion Red, Pinot Noir, which is an irresistible avant-garde mix of both, Pinot and, Noir. Furthermore, one should definitely try the Cabernet Sauvignon, which has a lovely clear and white color due to the white grapes used to make the wine. As you can tell, we have great wines and expertise that will make you understand the greatness of the grapes harvested and fermented in Tarija. So don't miss out and reserve your spot today, and swing by coming Thursday at 6 p.m. And remember, we ferment so that you won't lament.
That's good, that's good.
Now, that's a tagline that it's worth becoming an alcoholic for, in my opinion.
Honestly, that's the message of today. You know, in the last episode, like, what's with the wines? This guy right here, he knows what he's talking about.
He's got it covered.
He's got it covered indeed, ladies and gentlemen.
Ugh, great stuff. All right, Rudy?
And you guessed it, it's the weather. And for the weather news, lukewarm is the best I can describe the mid and late August for our dear Tarijans, as the weather is on a sunny side / cloudy side switch almost every day. Daylight temperatures, whilst at times might be up to 26 degrees Celsius toward the end of the month, it does amount to fuck all during the night, as the highest you'll see is 8 degrees Celsius, so don't bundle up. Perhaps even in a zebra costume? Be aware that it might get wet though if you keep it on for too long, as September promises more rain and even lower temperatures. Perhaps instead of zebra costumes you could invest in some umbrellas and cheaper bread prices? Anyways, good luck out there, and that's it for the weather news.
Can you advise me on how to invest into cheaper bread prices, because I would be all over that.
You buy the bread for $5, sell it for $3.
All right, that's a good tip. Great investing tip. I love that. All right, Rudy, then I guess it's time to keep an eye out. So I reckon it's time to close our eyes and picture the following. As you walk outside, you decide, "Phew, that is quite hot today, isn't it? I'm calling it a day, and I'll be back in the winter." Well, as you walk outside again 6 months ago, you notice that it's still, well, warm enough, quite frankly, so maybe now is the time to have a look around. And as it's a quite pleasant temperature and dry enough, you look to the east and you imagine how different the climate may be across the towering Andes. Either way, you roam the streets and you notice that there is a surprising number of Italian restaurants for some reason, if TripAdvisor is to be trusted. And as you're having a slice of pizza, classic Tarija food, you enjoy some beautiful and unique colonial architecture. If that sounds good to you at all, then I reckon Tarija in Bolivia might be your next destination.
Because we love colonizers, said Henry.
I'm gonna be real. The Blue Palace, I forget what the actual name is fucking awesome, and I respect the Spain for going there and forcing it to be built.
Oh my God.
Not my best take, probably, but it's still pretty cool. On that note, let's continue on. Rudy,
what is happening?
Like,
there's a party happening.
Thank you very much.
Hold on, the discos. Henry's out there clubbing. Hey, yo, hey, Macarena, hi. All right, people, for my local business, actually, my very local and locally sourced business, I recommend that people go and educate themselves. Now let's butcher the name together, y'all. I recommend you to go to see the Museo Nacional Paleontologico Archeologico to see some good old skellies of humans and Ice Age bozos. They don't do dinosaurs, and I'm a dino boy, and I was kind of sad about it. But there were some giant sloths, and I think a mammoth head that I saw in the pictures. It's pretty awesome. So do go out and check out.
Sounds pretty good to me. Yeah, the party has subsided on my end, so I'm now happy to recommend my local business of the day, and that is Cabaña Don Pedro, which I think has closed, actually. Take this one with a grain of salt, but their desserts looked pretty good. Italian restaurant in the city center, classic Bolivia, and yeah, great to cool down.
Pedro.
Don't like that song. All right.
Really good song. Then. I fucking love it.
My recommendation for the radio is Radio Acústica, which, in my opinion, is a pretty interesting radio idea. It's just acoustic songs. So, is pretty India? Straightforward. Sorry?
Oh, and then, tring.
It gives mariachi bands in a way, so.
Oh.
Sorry, mariachi band vibes is what I was trying to say, so. Well, not like that stereotypical, but. Well, you get it. What do you got, Rudy?
You make me un poco loco. Okay, all right, I stop.
That's local the next radio station.
My radio suggestion took a bit of a left turn. Okay. People, if you happen to be in Tarija, Bolivia, go to 102.7 FM, to find Disney Radio. Now, you might think that tuning in, you might hear some good old Mickey Mouse Clubhouse tunes or Frozen, but no. I tuned in this morning and find some Spanish rap. So unless Mickey Mouse has followed in the footsteps of the famous DJ Bad Bunny and is like now, I don't know, like Dirty Mousy, it's safe to say Bolivians have Disney better than we do here in Europe.
Sounds good. All right, well, thanks a lot for that one, Rudy. I guess that wraps up today's episode, doesn't it?
Yes, and if you didn't like it, if you liked it, if you perhaps have some feedback, or perhaps if you don't have any feedback, I'm doing directional things on my mic, but I don't think it works, because my mic is actually just bidirectional, whatever. Follow me or give me a feedback on 000RUDYS000 or Instagram. So 3 0s, Rudy's 3 0s Instagram. Find Henry under the ocean shoveling out some good old oil.
Yep. Classic Sunday night activity.
Indeed. Perhaps at this point we already have under our Spotify episodes some feedback for you to give that to. Some questions.
You know what, Rudy? If I could just quickly interrupt. I think at this point we should just say we have it. We should just be able to be confident that we fixed it, because that would be six
weeks down the line. We have it. Definitely go check it out. I am not sure about this. We should look it up, though, later on. We are also on different platforms. For example, Apple Podcast. You can find us not only on Spotify. I believe we're also... I don't want to lie. Are we on Amazon Music?
Yes.
I believe we are.
Yes.
Do give some love to... Colossal Pengu on Twitch, who is our sponsor for today. You heard his lovely voice, so go check out his content. And remember that both of this podcast and his show is given to you by the Tome of Huzzah Production. And next time you will hear us from...
From Nampula in Mozambique. And just right before we go, I just wanted to say, if you DM Rudy the word kitchen towel, he'll give you at least $50. All right, and on that note, good night, everybody. See ya.
What the fuck? You're gonna bankrupt me, brother.